The healthcare industry is a forest of silos, each discrete and each self-contained. The phenomenon, known in other disciplines too, is a major source of expense and poor quality. Patty, could you explain silos? What you mean by silos?
Silos is where you put blinders on and you only see what you are doing and the impact and the outcome of your interventions. You're not looking across patient experiences. You're not looking across all of the various providers that are involved. You're not coming together with those other providers to say, what is the best outcome for this particular patient and how can we work together to make sure that they get there?
In the ongoing saga of my bicycle accident, an orthopedic surgeon examined my fractured hip for the third time 10 weeks following the accident. A CAT scan was required, he said. Early the next morning, I had the scan. 7 days later, neither I nor my family physician knew the outcome of the scan. The family physician, the radiologist who scanned, and the surgeon are all in different silos, and they don't always talk to each other.
The primary care physician, once they refer to a specialist, is kind of cut out of the whole picture, and the specialist takes over. And there is very little back and forth between the primary, who really knows that patient the best, and the specialist.
Dr. Tuggy and Nurse Mullen agree that the lack of communication between medical specialties is unacceptable. What can be done about it? Dr. Tuggy explains.
Actually, the current plan that is coming out of the Senate Finance Committee strongly favors primary care development throughout the new healthcare delivery system that they're proposing. And they're encouraging both the insurance plans and all the government-funded programs to insist on a medical home delivery model. Because when you do that, there's a 30% reduction in cost, which is dramatic.
Every patient should have a team around them that includes the primary as number one, that everything gets filtered through, and then the specialists come in as needed, and they're always kind of communicating. We do not have even close to that in our current system.
Why?
Because I think, again, of the incentives and the way that we are reimbursed.
I've had a couple of conversations with the health staffers for some of our senators and congressmen in our area. And I think the good news is that many of them have done their homework. The medical home model, for instance, is a good example. I mean, 5 years ago, nobody knew what that was. They thought it was a form of a nursing home. In reality, it's a care delivery model that's focused on maximizing the care that can be done at the primary care level. And they seem to get that. And I think Senator Backus gets it. And it's been written into legislation that way. So I think there's some hope. The challenges are going to lie in how do you get the system to really shift. You know, there's a lot of work that we as patients have to do, and we need to understand that going into seeing your doctor if you have knee pain and insisting on an MRI, that first visit, actually is part of the problem. If you don't need a test done, you need to have a relationship with somebody you can trust who can tell you that, and you'll believe it and not want to go to see a specialist and get a second opinion, because it's guaranteed the further up the food chain you go, the more likely you're going to get more things done to you, whether or not you need it. So part of the problem in our country is that we only have about 25% of the primary care physicians that we need to service the population because of the massive push into specialty care, because those were the more lucrative specialties to be in. And probably the biggest fundamental shift that needs to happen is that patients need to understand what a primary care provider can do for them, and the things that that person can do for them is going to take care of a vast majority of their healthcare needs throughout most of their life. And if we can build that type of system, which will take us 10 years to train the number of people that we will need, but if we can build that system gradually, we will start seeing the savings and the outcomes that we're really looking for. But it is going to require a shift, I think, in the perspective of, instead of I want to have access to the very, very best high-tech tool, what you really want to have is, I want to have the very access to the very best care. And right now we have great access, if you're insured, to the best toys, but we don't have necessarily the best access to the right care at the right time. And that's done by having somebody who really understands what healthcare delivery is all about and how to plug that patient into the system the right way. And that's the job of a good primary care team. And that takes trust, and we have to have a system where patients can trust their providers.
That was Dr. Michael Tuggy, Director of Family Practice Resident Training at Seattle's Swedish Medical Center. Joined today by Patty Mulhern, Director of Professional Affairs for Home Care Services of Washington. For KBCS One World Report, this is Tom Allen.